Hello, my name is Sarah Pistonenzi. The reason for this podcast is to provide information and support for those with a friend or family member with schizophrenia. Many times when a person discovers that their loved one is a person with schizophrenia, they may have many different feelings, including fear, confusion, blame, anger, and loss. The important thing to remember is that you are not alone and there is help. If you are the main caregiver or even live with a person with schizophrenia, it is important to talk about things you should do and things you should not do. The most important thing is to keep in contact with your loved one's doctor. If you have medical and/or care questions, you should ask your doctor first. Here are other to-do tips from aboutschizophrenia.com for caring with someone with schizophrenia. First, try and be as calm as you possibly can. Second, when talking to your loved one, talk as clearly and simply as you can. Third, when asking a question, ask once and wait for an answer before asking another one. Fourth, talk to your loved one about when they should keep things private. Fifth, when your loved one becomes withdrawn and wants to be left alone, allow them to, but watch them for actions that may lead to hurting themselves or others. And lastly, make clear to your loved one what actions are not suitable. Here are some not-to-do tips from aboutschizophrenia.com. First, do not be patronizing, meaning do not treat the person like a kid. Second, do not put the person down or fight about what your loved one may experience. Third, do not push for or expect much from your loved one in public. Making sure that the person with schizophrenia is getting the help and support they need is important. The person with schizophrenia may believe that what they see or hear is real, even if it is not. It is important that they see a doctor regularly to get the help that will work best for them. A doctor may recommend medication and/or support groups for them. If the person is told to take medication, be sure that they are taking their medication. You can also help your loved one find a support group that they feel comfortable with. Another form of help that can be found is called psychosocial treatment. Psychosocial treatment helps those with schizophrenia build the common skills affected by schizophrenia, including communication, organization, motivation, and self-care. Also included under psychosocial treatment is illness management skills, treatment for substance abuse, rehabilitation, family education, cognitive behavioral therapy, and self-help groups. It is important to remember that if you do begin to feel weighed down, you should seek support for yourself as well. There are many support groups that you can contact to talk about your feelings and even get ideas from others who have had a loved one with schizophrenia. AboutSchizophrenia.com provides multiple chat rooms and discussion boards for different members of the family. There are also multiple websites you can visit to learn more information about schizophrenia and find a support group that is best for you and what you need. Although the media can often place schizophrenia in a bad light, it is important not to take these views and showings at face value. Many movies include people with schizophrenia, but they may not be a very true look at schizophrenia. However, one movie that has been seen as a fairly good representation of schizophrenia is the 2007 film Canvas. The movie tells the story of a boy who has a mother with schizophrenia. The movie shows how the mother's husband and son deal with their own feelings as well as hers. Although life with a person with schizophrenia may seem scary and hard, remember there is hope for everyone to be happy and live a full life. The material included in this podcast came from several sources, including the 2007 APA Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the National Alliance of Mental Illness website, the National Institute of Mental Health website, and aboutschizophrenia.com. Thank you.